Thermal Sine Waves, a natural alternative to fast food radio. Styles P right there. I'm Black from that album Time Is Money, which is out now. Make sure you go and pick that up. We got another guest that's on the line right now. What's going on? You on live, Thermal Sine Waves.
Who do we have?
Hello?
Yeah, hey, what's up?
What's good?
Hey, let everybody know who you are.
Oh, this is Ladybug. What's up, everybody?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Ladybug, how's it been going for you? What's going on with you?
Oh, just working hard, you know?
Ugh.
A lot of stuff.
Yes. For everyone forever on the grind. It's no joke.
Yeah, that's how it is, you know?
Yes.
So real quick, for those who may not know you, give them a quick history on you.
Well, I entered into the business with my group, Diggable Planet. And we released two albums, 93 and 95.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, you know, we broke up and kind of went our separate ways, did our own separate projects, and here we are today.
Now, it was a breakup because you guys weren't getting along, or you just were ready to kind of explore new options?
It was really an amalgamation of a lot of things, really, including those two that you specified.
Okay, gotcha.
But, yeah.
Okay, so what's going on with you now? What are you working on now?
I'm actually working on my new album right now. There's an EP that's coming out, though, any day now, that has a remix from my current album that's out right now, Trip to Light Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
But there's an EP coming out through OM Records with a remix of the song called Dog Star, and the remix is done by Ken Doe of Masters at Work, and it also features Raheem Devon from, you know, Maryland, D.C. area. Incredible singer-songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
And we also just shot a video for that that should be out, you know, next month or so. We're editing it right now. But,
So how has being a mother influenced your work?
Well, I would say that being a mother just really magnified, you know, how I look at life. You know, it just magnifies it more than I already did. You know, when you have children, you know, you really start to take into consideration every step and every single move you make and your influence on them, you know, because they're young, shaping, growing minds that are just sponges and they're soaking everything around them. So, yeah, you got to keep that in mind with, you know, everything. So, yeah, but it's all positive, you know, their children. I love being with my children. You know, there's children so pure and good and happy and innocent. And being able to come home to that is like medicine, you know, holistic healing.
Yeah, totally. Cool. Aside from music, what are some of the other things you like exploring as far as the creative field?
I like photography, you know. I've always been...
Yeah, me too.
I've always taken a camera around with me, you know, since I've been traveling the world. And I just have, you know, lots of footage that I haven't even developed yet. But, and I, you know, I take a lot of pictures of architecture and structures. I'm really into that, so...
Cool.
Yeah.
So is that something that you plan on putting out at some point, or?
You know, it's possible. It's possible. I'm also kind of working on a book based on my mother's life, so I'm really focusing a lot more time on that as opposed to photography. So, you know,
Because usually people don't do that particular sort of thing when it comes to doing books. Usually it's on themselves. It's autobiography type of thing. But what made you want to do a book on your mother's life? What in particular sparked you?
Well, she's, you know, my greatest inspiration. And her life has been really interesting.
How so?
You know, well, she came to America on her own.
From?
from Brazil at the age of 20.
Okay.
And, you know, her experiences, even before then, back in Brazil, you know, and the reasons why and her experiences there and here are just interesting. And, you know, there are good lessons in there, I think, for
Now, is
people.
Your mother a fair woman or a darker woman? Why
mother,
I ask that, because it plays a role in Brazil, so I just wanted to know.
Because, I'm sorry, what did you say? She
I'm saying because it tends to, as far as Brazil, there is, you know, that there's segregation between a darker woman and a lighter woman. So
okay,
I was just wondering if that played a role in her story.
Well, you know, for those of you who don't know, Brazil is, you know, the picture that they paint here to most people in America is not what it really is over there. And you're right, you know, there's a very small upper class, and then there's a huge, you know, lower class, and virtually almost no middle class. So yeah, you know, my mother is she's a brown woman.
Okay.
You know, she's darker than I am, was darker than I am. And she's of African descent. You know, my grandmother is, she's African. So
okay. Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
So that should be definitely an interesting story.
Yeah,
cool.
It is for me.
What part of Brazil, you know?
Her family came down from Minas and settled in Rio, but
okay.
Not right on the beach like where you think. It's more like 2 hours into Rio, this area called Campos.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you
yeah.
been back to visit?
I haven't been there since 1995,
okay.
You know. Well, you know, we went once when I was a kid. But, you know, it's really expensive to fly a family of five back and forth. So and last time I was there was in 95. We had the opportunity to open up for James Brown over there.
Sweet.
So I was able to see, you know, some of my family members, not everybody, because,
James
again,
Brown, Brazil.
we were in the you know, in Rio, in the city where the tourists are, where the JBC Jazz Festival was. And, you know, the rest of my family, like I said, is 2-3 hours out. And not everybody can just drive the two, you know, it's
I
not
you.
Like
uh-huh.
that. Yeah.
Cool.
Definitely. So once again, the name of your new project is what's the name of it?
It's Trip to Life Fantastic.
Trip to Life Fantastic.
Yeah, and it's on New Paradigm Entertainment, but you can download it from my website, www.ladybugmecca.com, or iTunes.
Right. Now, before we let you get on out of here, there's a question I've been asking people of late, you know, artists in particular, in hip-hop. The statement was made, you know, hip-hop is dead, and there's been a lot of different opinions back and forth about that. Mm-hmm. What is your take on that whole thing?
I mean, I, you know, in a sense, I do agree with what, you know, Nas, his statement, and my definition of that would be there just needs to be more variety. You know, I'm not saying that, you know, the hip-hop that you see all the time on television or hear most of the times on the radio is not good or fly or there's nothing hot out. That's not what I'm saying, but I think just hip-hop is so diverse and, you know, every region has their own voice, and I think that should just, it should be made available to consumers. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Definitely. Appreciate you.
All right.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, once again, check out ladybug.com to pick up her
LadybugMecca.com.
LadybugMecca.com.
MECCA.
Exactly. To get her latest project, and you can download, well, you can get the whole album, or you can get, like, I believe, like, various songs as well, right? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, but before you leave, hey, how you doing? This is Kev Lawrence.
Okay, Kevin. Kevin's another
lie.
Call.
I had like
he has
like
a special
tiny crush
voice coming on.
Can I just hear you say your part again? Google Planets? Like, it don't matter. I'm fat. I ask, but can I just hear you say that one time, please? That's all. I had a little crush on you. I had a little crush on you for real.
Thank you. Yeah, that's sweet. Thank you. Oh, you want to hear that part? I guess I could kick it for you. With just Ask Butter, How I Zone, Man, Cleo Patrick Jones. Did you record it?
We got it.
Oh, I got it.
Okay, before we get a lawsuit, we're going to keep it moving.
Thanks.
Well, we thank you for coming on the program.
Definitely.
You know.
Nah, it's my pleasure. Everybody be safe.
Yes, and best of luck with your project as well.
Yeah,
thank you, y'all too.
When you're in the area, definitely stop in. We'd love to have you here live.
Oh, yeah, that's what's up. We got
to
do that.
Yeah, I would love to.
Cool. Yeah, we'll have security, so don't worry about
that. Yeah, don't worry.
I'm not going to crazy, you know, like that.
It's all good.
Oh, yeah, I
got to
come down there. I see y'all have a good time.
Oh, we do. Yes. Absolutely. The natural alternative to fast food radio. We home cooked
like,
up here.
Oh, cool. Yeah. And hey, lover, that's how I felt like.
Thank you very much, Mecca. We appreciate you.
All right, thank y'all.
All right.
Bye.
I'm going to miss you.
Peace.
I'm going to miss you.
Thermal sound waves and natural alternative to fast food radio. We gonna keep it moving on. This is her new joint from her new project. It's called Dog Star, Ladybug Mecca. We got more guests on cue and in the place. Thermal sound waves and natural alternative to fast food radio.
Feminine applied niggas with the super sky blue. Tipoo see spies on the rise. It's time I'm on the up. Can you see between the lines and commotion? Accept the rhythm and the notion. Make you wanna pop lock. Go ahead, I'm that red jackpot. Clutch hot. Head nod, neck pop. I plug in, I plug out. Music, my angle. Three strikes, you dug out. Kill the fandango.
All the way live. Everyday life. Live from the
Dog Star.
All the way live. Everyday life.
Broadcast where we see
serious
speed.
All the way live.
WHCR.
Trip, I let the chip tumble over my shoulder, then chimp. You might catch a squint and slight grin off the peripheral. Thought you was invisible and so kind. Need your third eye blind, deaf, left, or dumb down. You don't get it though. It's your nature, yo. Ain't nothing missed it. Take my time out. I hit the star system. Ready, set, blast off.
That's all.
And I hit you. For-